Elizabeth!
The pistol dropped from his hand.
Elizabeth! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Everything will be okay.
Roar? Am I?
No. It's all right. No, it's all right.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
You're not.
Oh. There's a lot, Roar. I don't want to die.
Help me!
Find Hook. Now. Keep pressure. Just hold on, kid.
What did they say?
Nothing. Didn't say anything. It's going to be just fine.
Did they tell you to run?
No. And I won't run. I'm not going anywhere.
You've got it on your war. You need to stop getting all bloody.
It's okay. We're okay. I'm right here. I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry? Am I dying, Roar?
No. No, no. It's going to be fine. It has to be.
I know. I trust you. I trust you.
Aurora?
Hmm.
You don't look well.
Should I?
No, I guess I didn't expect you to. You know, they brought you the leftover stew last night. Rather ungrateful to not so much as pick at it.
I wasn't hungry.
Oh, please. It's been 2 weeks now. You know your body will fail you before this silly hunger strike of yours does anything. I really wish you would respond, but I see you're in no mood to chat. But I do have something to ask of you, just one thing, and I'll be on my way.
Ask then.
Really? You aren't going to fight me, are you? Do you know what my question is, Aurora?
Rowena knelt down, lifting his head with a finger.
You can still hear me, can't you? Or are you just that far gone?
I'm losing track now.
You're still yourself, aren't you?
Think that makes 5.
All right.
I already know what it is.
Well?
You're going to ask me if I give up. Submit to the Dravara. Correct?
I'm asking you to tell a lie. That's it. I can set you free from this place.
And I could kill you, but I lack the strength. We both know you don't plan on letting me out of here. Or will you set me free, like you did to Lucius?
A terrible accident is all that was. I didn't intend the boy to die.
That tends to happen when you let sepsis set in and then beat them the rest of the way to death. They die.
Awful odd time to be smiling like that, isn't it?
How can I resist when I know how much you hate it? You know my answer. Stop wasting your time.
I won't be coming again. You are going to regret this the moment I step out that door.
You can threaten me all you want. Kill me if you want. Break my will. No matter what you do, I won't ever be yours. On top of that, I made a damn promise to that boy, and I intend on keeping it.
I don't care. He's dead, and the dead don't care if promises are kept. You sound like a child, Aurora.
I swore to him I'd put a bullet in you. I keep my promises.
Oh, not if you die here. Goodbye, Aurora. And I am saying that for the very last time.
Getting worse.
Aurora, come with me.
Imagining your own rescue. Oh. Where am I?
You are awake. Do you hear my words, Aurora?
His eyes peeled open again to stare into the face of a creature that would have sent him jumping backwards in surprise if he had the strength. Instead, he just swallowed, gawking into the hazy eyes of the Faloran in front of him.
Yes.
I hear your breath, but I cannot see your eyes. Are they open?
Why?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
He struggled, trying to push himself upright, only to be shoved down a little less than gently.
Stay down. You will only hurt yourself.
Why am I here? Was I in a...
A cage, yes. Mantrum gave me your name before he left you with me. I am Kodoren, and I am what you would know as a healer. There is no reason for you to be afraid. You are safe here. Drink this. You will feel much better. I was not sure you would survive the first night you arrived. How long has it been since you were fed?
What is it?
Drink. Here. Now for this.
Is that honey?
Is that what you call it? You may have some now.
I'm not sure I could handle it right now.
You have a strange name. Where does it come from?
It's a long story.
Later then. For now, you will drink this.
I'll be sick if I drink any more of what you gave me.
No. See? Water. I will help you.
The healer reached a paw forward, slipping it behind his head and lifting gently as she brought it to his mouth. He swallowed, reaching up and quickly tilting it down to finish the contents of the strange earthen cup.
Don't strain yourself. You have stayed alive this long, and you cannot die now. You have questions, yes?
Some, yes. But I don't think you understand. I'm just...
We all know what you are.
He would have moved to sit up again if Ren didn't set a heavy paw on his chest, and Aurora's heart fluttered as her claws flexed out to prick the fabric of his clothing.
He is not to be harmed. We agreed.
I know.
You rescued me. How did you know I was there?
You can be returned if you would like. Most of my clan was not happy at the news that we saved your life.
You should have come sooner. There was another with me.
I have been speaking with Bantram. He has agreed we cannot give you back. We would like you to help us.
You tried killing me not long ago. Do you trust me this much?
My trust in you is small, but you are useful.
I'm just one person. I can't help you on my own.
Yes, but with you, we think others will follow. Who has come?
Half of the clan has gathered. They are anxious to meet you. Aurora. Even if they do not trust you completely.
Later. Maybe.
You will come with me tonight then when we watch the skies. If you feel the strength to walk is with you, join us. If it is not, we will stay here. Yes?
If it's all the same to you, I wouldn't mind going. It'd be nice to move again.
You will see the clan then. They will not hurt you. Rest well, Aurora.
He nearly killed me the last time.
I was told.
I thought he had killed my best friend, too.
Where is his friend? Was he with you?
No, I don't know. He's far away from here. Oh.
Are you in any pain?
I'm sorry. I shook my head.
It happens often. They do forget. I cleaned your wounds when you were first brought. Would you like something for pain or to sleep?
No, I'm all right. It's just my head. I haven't eaten... Well, I don't know how long it's been.
If you feel strong enough, someone can bring you food.
Hello there.
All right, maybe not.
Aurora, don't mind the cub. She will not harm you. Len, this place is supposed to be for rest, not play.
Is she yours?
No.
He is too young for cubs. Len has not even lost his grey.
Len shuffled over, round ears dropping in what he could only assume was embarrassment. Aurora stretched a hand towards the cub as she sat, watching as her arms extended to swat at his fingers.
She isn't bothering me.
I can speak, I just not well. You are Aurora, yes?
I am.
He says he has heard many things about you.
Aurora pulled his hand away from the cub, bracing one arm on either side of him. However, she didn't seem satisfied that their game was over and followed, crawling up onto his lap and reaching up to bat at his chin. Len hurried over, scooping the squealing cub into his arms.
She doesn't want to sit still, does she?
She scrambled from his arms again and raced from the hut on all fours once more.
A good meeting! You!
Len is to replace me someday. He watches cubs for mothers who need to rest. You should be doing that.
I really...
Rest. I will wake you when it is dark. If you feel strength is still with you, you may go.
Right.
We will all need rest to face what is coming.
Roar, up here!
Oh.
Climb up!
Why?
Come on, your arms aren't broken, are they?
Looking at the building where the wall jutted out in a series of jagged ledges, he grabbed a handhold before hauling himself, with some difficulty, up to the top. Elizabeth offered a hand, tugging him up over the edge.
Up you go.
What were you laughing about?
It's nothing. We were just...
Was it about me?
Roar, leave him alone. You can both stop fighting, or you can get off of my roof and out of my inn.
My inn? Fine. What was it then, if it wasn't about me?
Them, down there.
Elizabeth nodded to the street, the bustling and scattering of the people as they made their way down the road towards whatever destination, unknown to the three on the roof. She smiled again, throwing her arms over their shoulders, and gazing down at the street once again.
Can you not do that?
Daniel, your turn. Tell me about that one.
He glanced sideways, scanning for the man that Daniel was studying, eventually settling on a well-dressed gentleman with a hat that seemed much too tall to actually be practical.
He comes from the capital, that's for sure. Probably here on... business? He doesn't like it here, and would much rather be at home with his cats.
Does he look like the sort who has cats?
I don't know. Just guessing.
I think he looks like someone who wouldn't like others digging into his personal business.
All right, it's his turn.
I just went.
Doesn't count. What about her?
Elizabeth beamed, motioning next to a tall woman with a cloak concealing a mess of reddish hair, much like Elizabeth's, but far less tamed.
She's scared. Not from around here.
What, like she's being followed?
No, not like that.
Ooh, those two next.
Daniel pointed across town to a young woman, this one standing beside a lamppost and chatting with a boy who appeared to be a few years younger. They were laughing, faces creased with amusement, but the sound was all but lost to the ears of the three on the roof.
Easy. He's a runaway, and she's irritated.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
She smiled again, throwing her arms over their shoulders and gazing down at the street once again.
Oh, why do you have to be that way?
Fix it all. Stop doing that.
Oh, he's back. Silas, wait for me.
Elizabeth hopped to her feet, moving back down the side of the inn and shimmying her way onto the ground where Silas stood patiently.
Boys, play nice.
What? What is the...
Well, spit it out.
They're practically glued together, her and Silas.
And?
I didn't mean anything by it, just wonder why, I guess. Don't think I've heard him say a word since I showed up.
Silas doesn't talk much. It's not just you.
Comforting, in a way. Here I was thinking I was doing something wrong.
Haven't you seen them? The scars? It's not just that he doesn't want to.
I didn't want to look for too long, if I'm being honest. What happened?
I don't know. Not fully. When we were younger, he went away. And when he came back, he was different. More like he is now.
I'm sorry. That must have been hard for you.
I think it's hardest for him.
Have you ever asked him about it?
Ask him to relive whatever happened to him, you mean?
No. I mean, I wasn't thinking.
Silas can talk. I just think that having Elizabeth there all the time gives him more of a voice.
Sorry for the delay. I came as soon as I could, Mum.
What do you mean, he's gone?
The outpost was attacked. We were outmanned.
And you didn't call for aid?
We did. But they didn't arrive in time.
In time for what?
They took him. Wasn't like anything I've ever seen.
You mean to tell me you and your men failed at the one task I gave you? The instructions were simple. Keep him alive and keep him contained.
There was nothing we could do.
Nothing. I'd rather you shot him dead before they got to him.
We were instructed to house him, not kill him.
Mom? What's going on?
You, Collins, get out of here and make yourself useful while I decide what to do with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything I can do, Mom?
You can find the absolute worst position for that officer and see to it she never leaves it.
I can handle the discipline, if you'd like, Mom.
Please, I'm worried I'll do something I'll regret if I handle it. I can't think straight. You know I was holding a prisoner at one of the outposts, yes?
Yes, you told me, for what happened with that retrieval party, right?
Exactly. Well, apparently, keeping one prisoner was too much work for them. He's escaped, according to their reports.
How?
The Faeloren, how else?
How do they know where he was?
I don't know, but I expect they've been watching us for a while in order to find out. They're clever, I'll give them that.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Should I up the patrols, Mum?
No, there's no use in that now. Let them have their prize for now.
What do they want with him anyhow?
Rowena moved to pour herself a drink, fingers of her free hand tapping idly on her leg.
Mum?
He's a pawn, nothing more.
Do you think they're planning another attack?
I need you to handle the stronghold for a few days, Tuffet. While I'm away. Can you do that for me?
Yes, Mom, of course I can. Where are you going?
I need to take back something of mine.
They have begun to travel.
Travel?
The clan. Do you feel strong enough to work? We can lend you the use of a stag.
Horses are bad enough. I'll be just fine. If I can, I might take your arm, though.
He pushed himself up on both arms, head spinning the moment his feet rested on the ground. He opened his eyes to see Ren standing in the doorway with a walking staff almost as tall as herself in hand.
Of course, yes. This way. Bring the blankets.
Aurora pulled them over his shoulders, shivering against the cold as he turned to follow her. He hadn't gone outside yet, and he stopped the moment his eyes fell over the gathering of huts around them. The open space, the distance between him and the trees felt far too odd to be real.
Ren, I...
Are you in pain?
No, just being in the open feels strange. I can't remember the last time I was in the open like this.
Would you like to take my arm?
Please.
The clan has already moved. We will follow. Have you seen the lights in the sky?
I saw them when I was with the Drevara. Sleeping was rather difficult for me.
He reached up to adjust the position of his hat, hand grabbing at empty air before he realized it was gone.
If I remember, your name shares the word for them. The lights in my tongue. Did you know this?
I didn't. There was an old compass I had growing up with the word carved into it. I wore it so much my sister said it seemed more like a name badge. And it stuck. As a nickname at first, but I got used to it. I don't think I could go by my real name anymore.
A name is an honor. You should be happy with yours, even if it changes over time.
What was the name of the other Drevara that allied with the Faeloran?
Elikao was his name. He offered to help one of my kind, and this became something much more than he intended.
Never heard of a name like that in Bran. Was it an alias?
Alias?
Was it fake?
I don't know. Come, we are not far. Will you be able to make it there?
I'll be fine. I'm just a little winded.
I didn't expect you to be moving around so soon. You are strong.
There was no light, no torches to go by, aside from what the moonlight dripped through the canopy above them. While Ren had no trouble navigating, Aurora stuck close in fear of getting lost, holding gently to her arm.
Elikao was killed, wasn't he?
I'm afraid we don't know what happened. You will have to ask Bantram if you wish to know more. He was there, but all I know is that Elikao started something far beyond what he could understand. There was an attack and Elikao was crushed beneath his horse. The clan had to leave him behind. We waited for him to return, but he never did.
I worry what that means for me.
Aurora stopped at the tree line, looking down at the gathered clan far below them. But their eyes were all turned away, staring upward at the sky.
Can you see them?
Yes.
He had seen them before, but something was different. More vibrant, and something well beyond simply beautiful. Blues, purples and greens raced and pirouetted through the darkness.
They are signals of change to my kind. Their strength has been fading for many winters. My eyes fail, but I sense you are stronger than ever now. You claim not to be named for the lights, but to the clan, that is how they see it. Your sister, does she know of them?
No, I don't think so. She's not... I don't know how she is, actually.
You have lost many important to you, haven't you?
I've lost all of them in one way or another. But it doesn't matter now, does it?
The past still deserves to be remembered. I, too, have lost many. We all have. I have Bantram, and the clan is still strong. We are family. Lost, but never forgotten while we have each other. My clan is my family, and the bonds I have with them are stronger than any others.
He looked down across the Faeloran again, peeling his attention away from the skies.
Who is that?
Is she alone?
Yes.
Skrei. She is the one who watches the skies for us.
Why is she away from the rest of them?
Forgiving yourself is difficult for many. She has made mistakes, and while we don't blame her, she finds it hard not to blame herself. My place is not to explain. Change is coming, Aurora. My only hope is that you and all of my clan is ready for it.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm coming. You know it's...
Norton.
Oh. I'm sorry, but I'm retired.
You were retired, yes.
I'd like to stay that way.
I have a proposition for you, Norton. Of course, whether you choose to accept or not is entirely up to you. Though I do miss having you around.
I'm not interested in a job. I have a life outside of the Jervara.
I understand. It warms my heart to hear you've adjusted so well. I would love to be able to congratulate...
It's great seeing you again, but I can't. I'm sorry you came all this way.
And the same to you, Norton. It's a shame you were unable to help me. It's about your dear Aurora.
He's in prison, I thought.
He was, yes. But he escaped a few weeks ago. We believe he fled east, but it's unclear what happened. Though I do believe we can both draw conclusions of our own.
Aurora is no longer my problem. I'm not responsible for what he's done. Not anymore.
I need someone he trusts. Therefore, I need you. As you know, Aurora doesn't have many friends, Norton, and you are the only one I can turn to. I will reward you handsomely. Imagine a decorated officer of the Drevara returning for one final brave act.
Do I need to leave now?
The sooner the better, but I won't rush you if you're not ready. You may come when it's convenient for you. Aurora will be captured and brought back again no matter what.
I'll be there as soon as I can. Give me a month or so.
Wonderful. I look forward to our final act together, Norton. Though, again, it doesn't have to be. Have a good evening. I'll see you soon, then.
One last time.
Why do you stay alone?
I don't always stay alone. Am I needed somewhere else?
No, to feel alone is not good. So I stay with you.
I don't mind being alone. But you are welcome to stay with me if you'd like.
Thank you.
The young Faloran tapped his paws together anxiously beside him.
Can I see this?
My hands?
Yes, hands! Do not have them.
What are you talking about?
He let go, lowering his head apologetically, and pointed with his other paw to a smaller pad that sat back from the others.
This is them, see?
Lynn, we don't have paw pads at all.
Some in my clan do not. They are taken when they lose their gray. The warriors, the ones who fight, do not have them.
Taken? Do you mean removed?
The warriors do not need them. They do not run from a fight. It is when they are no longer cubs, they are taken. Removed. Yes.
Why do you have yours?
I am a healer. I let the others protect so I can save. It is...
Noble.
It is noble. But you were not with them as a cub. In my clan, you are expected for great things.
I don't know about that.
Shah, he does not have them. He was without them always. It is not common. You are not common, Aurora. You will do great things.
You seem awful certain.
Len's ears perked forward. Aurora looked down below at the group of Faloran astride their galloping stags. He squinted, watching as one of the stags fell, collapsing into the snow as its rider went tumbling away.
Go find Shaw and tell him you all need to run.
Run to what place? Why?
Rowena.
Len took off down the hill, dropping onto all fours as he'd seen many of the younger Faloran do, and headed down towards the settlement below. He was much slower, and by the time he reached the camp, the clan was already rushing around him. He turned, dashing into the healer's hut.
Ren.
I know.
You and your clan need to run. If she's coming for me, she won't bother any of you.
You will come with us.
I will. But first, I have to deal with them.
Ren turned as Len came sliding into the hut. He was panting, chest rising and falling as his paws began to tap anxiously together.
Did you find him?
Yes, we must run.
Go with Len. I'll catch up with your clan once things are safe, I promise.
Be careful. She will kill you.
Not if I can help it.
Ren turned to Len, and then they were gone. As soon as he set foot outside, it became apparent that the group that had come to retrieve him wasn't anything short of a battle party. They were mounted, armed with more rifles than he could count, and flying banners he had never seen anywhere else but atop outposts or hanging dormant on walls of the keep.
Shah?
Go! Get away!
We have no choice but to flee.
Take Aurora. We will hold them off.
This is my fight, not yours.
Go!
I'm sorry.
Aurora ducked between them, breaking out from the line while the Faloran shifted warily behind him. He walked forward in slow, careful steps over the snow, stopping short of the two front riders.
You look well.
No thanks to you. Or you.
There is no point in fleeing. We will find you no matter where you try to run.
Do I look like I'm running?
Give yourself up, and we will spare the rest of them.
Aurora, please make this easy.
You left the Drevar and you left me. Why should I listen to anything you have to say to me?
Give yourself up, and we will spare the rest of them.
No one here wants to fight.
Her pistol was drawn then, and, all at once, the Faloran moved forward until he was then flanked on either side. The horses shied viciously.
Why did you come back? You didn't give a shit about what happened to me, did you? Oh, are you afraid of me now, too?
No, I don't want to fight you. Aurora, please, just make this...
Fuck you.
Oh, enough, both of you.
Aurora glanced over, then bowed without the hat.
Forgive me, oh, my Lady Rowena.
Her teeth clenched, and for the first time in a while, something snapped behind the calmness in her eyes.
Oh, it's so much less interesting to shoot you, Aurora. You'll have to forgive me for that.
Don't!
Rowena's eyes narrowed down at the arm grasping at her wrist.
How dare you!
Aurora watched as her horse fell, hooves lashing in the air, until the beast's hind legs gave out beneath it. It fell with a hollow crash into the snow, legs still flailing out to the side, while Rowena rolled away from the body of the animal.
Ugh! Kill them all!
Daniel's horse fled a moment later, carrying him off towards the ranks as Rowena climbed slowly to her feet, but was obscured by the approaching wave of horses.
Coward!
Aurora was thrown backwards, landing in the snow some distance away as the two sides met. He scrambled to his feet, knife in hand, but didn't make it far. Not far at all.
Move and you will be dead before you even hit the ground.
Go ahead. Shoot and see what happens.
Oh, we both know I'd kill you before you got the chance to use that knife.
The weapon lowered as his arms raised out on either side of him. Her smile twisted so beautifully. annoyance melding with something he almost mistook for fear, or perhaps simply shock. Aurora grinned then, staring back into the cold of her eyes.
Fire away!
Rowena, stop! He doesn't need to die!
He didn't move, eyes locked on hers.
I saw you turn and run. What made you come back, Daniel?
Please, just...
Why don't you run again? We both know it's what you want.
You told me we were here to capture him alive.
As an officer of the Drivara, you should have been prepared for anything.
No, not this.
God, you should have known. I came here to end this, and I still plan on doing so.
Just wait! Please!
The weapon was lowered just enough to where it was no longer pointing dead at his chest as her eyes went behind him and the weight of Daniel's hand rested on his shoulder.
Aurora, please.
If you think I'm coming quietly, you have another thing coming. I would hate for you to get hurt, Daniel. But then again, you didn't seem to care about me in the first place.
What are you talking about?
You're right, Officer Norton.
Oh, I see you kept the title.
Interrupt me again, and I will be sure you never say another word.
You came here to kill me. Why waste time?
I will yet, Aurora, unless you better learn self-control.
We both know I'm well beyond that. Do it then! Kill me!
I never wanted it to be like this.
Feeling remorseful, are we?
Oh, not in the slightest. I have nothing to feel remorse for, Aurora. I'm simply saying that shooting you seems far too impersonal, when it could be far more satisfying to stick a knife between your ribs. Shame I didn't bring a knife.
Please, don't kill him!
You're right that it was never part of the plan for him to die.
Aurora's attention whipped to the man nearby, boring holes into his head with a glare when Daniel's gaze remained far too focused on the ground.
Right then.
Call this a change of plans.
Aurora's eyes closed out of reflex, flashing up a moment later to glance at the smoke twisting in the air in front of her gun.
Oh!
It was almost amazing how quickly blood spread across the front of Aurora's jacket, originating from one spot and seemingly insignificant hole in his abdomen. He didn't remember hitting the ground, just looking up at the horror on Daniel's face.
Aurora!
Hi there. Thank you again so very much for your support and for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Rifted Podcasts. Also on patreon.com/Rifted Podcasts. Cast of characters: Aurora, Justice Hart, Daniel, Karma, Rowena, Elizabeth Plant, Harriet, Mimi Brown, Elizabeth, Jenna Kate, Bantram, Jack Mack, Sa, Gizmo, Ren, Dia Elizabeth, Officer Collins, Ken Rowe, Len, Caleb Foley. Narrated by Christopher K. Extras: Emmy Ray and Dan.